Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn's re-election campaign is off and running with an ad playing on local cable TV. And this 60-second commercial makes a lot of claims, especially about the fiscal health of Tampa under the Buckhorn administration. Some of those claims got the attention of PolitiFact Florida. And PolitiFact's Josh Gillen is here to tell us how those fact checks came out. Hi, Josh.
Hello, Craig.
Josh, we are not going to run the whole commercial, but here are that commercial's claims that PolitiFact Florida put through the Truth-O-Meter.
We're leading the state in jobs creation. Bob balanced the budget without raising taxes and secured the highest possible bond rating.
Josh, let's go with Buckhorn's job claim first. Does the Tampa Bay area lead Florida in job creation?
Well, in this case, we rated that one mostly false. And you already noted that this is actually referring to the entire Tampa Bay area. Buckhorn told us that he did, in fact, mean the entire region, in case that wasn't clear from the commercial. The issue with that is when you look at the 12 months through 2014, Tampa Bay actually came in fifth. And that is down from 2013 when it was first, but it came in fifth in job creation in 2014, tied with the West Palm area, which I would note is about half the size. And for 2014, in case anybody's wondering, the Orlando area was number one.
The second Buckhorn claim checked out by PolitiFact involved the Tampa budget. The Buckhorn commercial says Bob balanced the budget without raising taxes. What's the Truth-O-Meter say?
Well, in this case, we called this one mostly false. And let's remember about mostly false. There is a bit of truth to this. What he is saying is that they did not increase the millage rate for property taxes for the city of Tampa. And that's true. They did not. But the value of property has rebounded since the recession. So in effect, people are seeing a slight increase in the amount that they will be paying. And his budget relies pretty heavily on that. It's a pretty balanced budget there, and he's been praised for that. But taxes are going up for the average person a little bit, so we called it mostly false.
But it's not something he did. It's really a function of a better economy?
Oh, that's right. But his budget, when he submitted it to the city council, depended on those funds, because in the past, he has borrowed money from reserves in order to help get the city through the recession, which it has. But his new budget does start paying some of that money back.
And finally, Josh, Bob Buckhorn's new campaign commercial says that he has secured the highest possible bond rating for the city. What does that mean exactly? And did he?
Well, in this case, we called this one half true, because what he's talking about is how credit rating agencies have rated the city of Tampa, and that is how banks measure how much they should charge in interest to a city. And it's in the city's best interest to have a very high rating, because interest rates when they borrow are lower. Now, in this case, the Standard & Poor's Index did say that the city's general credit rating went up from AA+ to AAA. That is its highest rating. That means the city qualifies for the lowest interest rates that it can get. But when you're talking about other agencies like Fitch and Moody's, and they have different ratings for different kinds of things like water and sewer bonds and solid waste bonds and all sorts of little technical things, well, those are not quite the highest, although some of them have gone up in the time that Buckhorn has taken office. But we have to remember that there are ratings that are still not as high as they could be, so we called this one half true.
Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, this is just the opening salvo in Bob Buckhorn's reelection campaign, and his only opponent is a write-in candidate.
Well, Buckhorn has to spend all that campaign cash somewhere.